All right, so shining your green light then into the future, what is it that you see for 08? If you had to start, I don't know if you want to do it by categories or by time.
Yeah, let me just rattle off, because we don't have a lot of time here, and I've got a ton of information, and we'll just talk till we run out of time. How's that?
Okay, I'll get a couple of calls in there, too, so go take a breath occasionally, and I'll jump in with a call.
Well, right? Here's the biggest thing I'm excited about, and first off, it was great to – you've had some fantastic guests tonight. It was great listening in. Michelle White Dove, I love. I'm a big fan of. Glennis McCanns is fantastic. All these people, the Merlin Project. Just fascinating, fascinating things. And thank you. One of the reasons why I formed the Prophecy Research Institute in the first place was to take all of these kind of images and all of these seers and all these people and get all these different opinions so that people could get the information out there. So this is why I'm excited about 2008. 2007, as the sun was going down on the beach, I was like flipping off the sun, just going, please just go away. 2007 was so horrible. Numerologically speaking, as Glennis just told you, it was a 9 year, which means everything is being stripped away. Everything, you know, you're stripped naked, you're put through the fire, you climb on the mountaintop, you go into the cave with the hermit, you ask what the meaning of life is, he tells you that life's a bridge, you say, what do you mean it's a bridge? And he says, what, it's not a bridge? So as the old joke goes, so the idea is that 2009 was about everything, or 2007, this 9 year was about everything being stripped away from us. So now, numerologically speaking, if you just go through the pattern, one represents the masculine, dominant, aggressive, the phallus, if you will, the dominant, masculine, aggressive force. Two is the feminine. Three is the trinity. Four is the elements of earth, wind, air, and fire. Five is personality and sexuality. Six is service. Seven is the perfection of service. Once you perfect service and spirit, you obtain power. Eight is the symbol of power and monetary reward. It's also the standing DNA helix. Nine then is the master who realizes that everything physical is an illusion, and you move forward into casting yourself into the abyss, which is the one and the zero, which is literally, once again, the yod or the phallus with the womb and the vagina of the zero. It's the one and the zero, and so you're going back and starting that cycle over. So this year, being a 1 year, 2 + 8 being 10, means that everything that we're about to do has to do with our own recreation, our own regeneration, our own will, our own, literally, well, it's funny, Green Lantern, the aspect of a ring that is powered by energy at the center of the universe, but it can only be controlled by will and imagination and a complete absence of fear. And so that is what the one represents about this next year. So many people out there, and I can feel the vibration of it, are very excited about what's coming in this next year, are feeling that the old things have passed away. We've been through absolute hell the last couple of years or so. Personally, I've lost my mother, I've lost my father, I've lost my stepfather, I've been, you know, fighting for my inheritance. We've had some, you know, financial collapses. And so it's just interesting to put all that energy back behind us. So now the 1 year is about what can we do to recreate ourselves? What can we do to reaffirm our own sense of self and our own sense of power? So it's all about genesis. It's all about the recreation of the self. It's all about regaining our own personal power. It's all about not letting people shoot holes in your bucket and not letting people disempower you, whether or not it's family or friends or lovers or husbands or wives or governments or whatever. It's going to be about retaking personal power. So that's the first interesting thing numerologically about it. The next one is fun. There's a gentleman by the name of Dane Rudger who came up with something called Sabian symbols. And these Sabian symbols have to do with an astrological mandala. It's a cycle of transformation. And it's just very interesting to actually go through these symbols. It's very difficult to explain it, so I'll just say what the symbol is for this year. We're moving in, the sun, as it moved into on January 1st at midnight of 2008, was right just leaving 9 degrees of Capricorn. And the Sabian symbol of that, which I think is the symbol for the next coming year, is an angel carrying a harp. So the keynote of that is that this next coming year is going to be the revelation of the spiritual meaning and purpose at the core of any life situation. So this picture simply says that heaven is within us, that all we have to do is be open and listen to the total harmony of life, a harmony in which all of us play a part that is necessary to the completeness and meaning of the whole. And in order to do this, we have to surrender our separative ego consciousness and flow with the universal current to the religiously minded person, which is the will of God. So this is the fourth symbol of the series, and the technique it implies is that we have to be attuned to the rhythm of universal life, and angels are to be considered personalizations of various aspects of this life and totally subservient to its rhythms and purposes, and angelic entities being totally subservient to you and I as human beings. So that's the So the angel carrying a harp with the symbology here. The next aspect is that the you always try to look towards Jupiter, which is the planet of money. It's the planet of luck. It's the planet of you know, it's represented by Zeus. It's the king of the planets or so. And it goes through a yearly cycle where you have Jupiter this year for the next year moving through the sign of Capricorn. Well, that, again, is going to have a great deal to do economically and financially with what's going on with the United States. What's the best way to explain Capricorn? Capricorn is the rubber meets the road. Capricorn is no more nonsense. Capricorn is investments that are going to be hard-based. In other words, people getting out of speculative stock ventures or currency or whatever and getting into gold, silver, platinum, metals. Capricorn also rules the home. It rules physical property. It rules real estate. So you're going to see revolutions in regards to real estate and the worsening of the subprime lending market disaster, and at the same time, a demand for government responses to this disaster. In other words, some kind of response that's going to keep people from losing their homes that are not just responses to the banks losing money and the government refunding the banks. So Capricorn is politics. Capricorn is the grand old man. Capricorn, the best idea of how you can understand how Capricorn is going to affect the United States is Capricorn was the United States in the 50s. Capricorn also means that this whole next cycle of what's going to happen over the next year means you're going to see a strengthening of the dollar. At the same time, that strengthening of the dollar is going to collapse a nonsensical stock market. To the point of where you're going to see the stock market start to slowly deflate. I'm not going to say implode. I'm not going to say crash. But as I was the first to predict that the market was going to go to 10,000, then to 12,000, then to 13,000, my prediction was that before you would see, you know, I said this 10 years ago. I said this all the way back in 1997, where I talked about the 2006 to 2008 time frame in the future, that we would see the market at the high end. Liberally, we would see the market at 16,000. At the low end, we would see the market at 14,500. The market went to approximately 14, I believe it was about 14,300 and change or so. I don't have the number right in front of me. So, and now you're starting to see the market begin to deflate. So we're going to slowly see the stock market go back down to under 10,000 again this year. We're going to see it in, liberally speaking, worst case scenario, we'll see the market down in the 6,500 range again. More conservatively speaking, we'll see the market bouncing between about 8,000 and 9,000 or so. At the same time, this also means that you're going to see a lot more investment in the United States. The weakening of the dollar means that you're going to have a return of the film industry to the U.S. Once the here's another prediction for you. Once the Writers Guild strike gets solved, I predict that the Writers Guild strike will be solved sometime around April 1st or so, between April 1st and about April 15th. We'll finally see a resolution. It will make both sides very unhappy, both the producers and the writers, which will just lead to more trouble in the future.